Meanwhile, to Washington State, where the attorney general has filed what's believed to be the first government action against a failed Kickstarter campaign. This crowdfunding has become a popular way to finance projects, but there's also a financial risk when you kick in money to get a project off the ground and the sponsor does not deliver. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Austin Jenkins has details from Olympia.
Let's start with an example of a wild Kickstarter success.
Okay, boys. We all want to make the movie. The question is, how?
It's the Veronica Mars movie project starring actress Kristen Bell. To the uninitiated, Veronica Mars was a television series that debuted on the UPN network back in 2004. It developed a loyal following, and as the story goes, creator Rob Thomas wanted to make the show into a movie, but he couldn't get funding. So last year, the TV show turned to Kickstarter.
This is our chance to make the Veronica Mars movie happen. If we reach our fundraising goal, we'll shoot the movie this summer.
The Kickstarter campaign raised a whopping $5.7 million, nearly three times the original goal, and the movie debuted this spring. If that was Kickstarter's shining moment, then consider what happened with something called the Asylum Playing Cards Project.
I think it was a scam.
Brad Lansford is a game designer from Washington State. In 2012, he came across this Kickstarter video for the Asylum Project. It shows a unique deck of playing cards from, quote, the dark and twisted mind of an underground Serbian artist. Among the images, hearts made to look like dripping bloodstains. Lansford liked the art and backed the project with $9.
I'm of the mindset to kind of help others who want to take a chance, and I was mostly backing it for the artist.
In return for his $9, Lansford was promised one Asylum deck of cards with free shipping. By October of 2012, the Asylum Kickstarter campaign was successfully funded, $25,000 pledged by 810 backers. But 6 months later, the backers hadn't received their playing cards, and the sponsors had gone silent. Now, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson has filed a Consumer Protection Act lawsuit on behalf of some 30 Washingtonians who contributed to this project. Ferguson says he wants to send a message about crowdfunding scams.
We're not trying to break into some new frontier. What I try to do and what our team tries to do is simply protect consumers here in my state of Washington State.
The lawsuit names a Nashville-based entertainment manager named Edward Polchlepek III, who goes by Ed Nash. His company led the Kickstarter campaign on behalf of the Serbian artist. Again, Attorney General Ferguson.
Yeah, we're going after him for a pretty simple reason. He made a promise. He said he would deliver a product to the hundreds of folks who invested. Prepaid, essentially, for that product. He's not delivered on that product. He's not communicated to those individuals.
In a Facebook message, Ed Nash told me he can't comment on the situation at this time, but Nash is getting some support. Nashville singer-songwriter Reggie Hamm defends Nash on his podcast.
I can't speak to anyone else's relationship with Ed or anyone else's experience with Ed, but all I can say is, for my experience with Ed, it was never anything but positive. And in my view, Ed Nash is a good man.
In a statement, Kickstarter says, quote, "We want every backer to have an amazing experience, and we're frustrated when they don't." Michael Wolf is a technology market researcher. He thinks the lawsuit could take some of the shine off crowdfunding.
If I'm Kickstarter, if I'm Indiegogo or one of these crowdfunding platforms, I'd be very worried about this because I think it really does potentially damage a brand, particularly for people who may at some point think about it. They're going to see this and say, well, what about that card game? What about the scam that happened back then?
As for Brad Lansford, who lost $9 to the Asylum Project, he now lives in Poland, but he's cheering on Washington's attorney general from afar, and he says he's being much more careful now about who he chooses to give his money to.
Even though I have backed over 50 projects, I'm personally more apprehensive about something like that. And anytime I do see a new project, if there's any names, I start Googling them. I start finding out who these people really are.
Lansford says he feels worst for the backers who lost a lot more than he did. The lawsuit by the state of Washington seeks restitution for the consumers who lost their money, plus civil penalties. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.